The subject of this 1954 portrait is Jacqueline Roch, Picasso's last wife, whom he married in 1961 and stayed with for the rest of his life. In this year, Picasso traveled across France with Jacqueline and her daughter Catherine. In September, the couple moved in together on the Rue des Grands Augustins in Paris. The two had met when he worked at the ceramic studios in Valoris, where she was employed. Picasso became quite a prolific ceramicist around this time, combining his skills in modeling, sculpting, drawing, and painting in one art form. The women in Picasso's life were always a major subject in his art, but Jacqueline was a particularly powerful muse. During their time together, he drew and painted her portrait around 400 times. However, in the year Picasso painted this portrait, Jacqueline was not the only woman to inspire him. In April, he met the 20-year-old Sylvette David, who, over the space of a month, he proceeded to draw and paint around 40 times across a range of media, including painted sheet metal. In Jacqueline with Crossed Hands, the subject takes on the appearance of a Grecian goddess. Her face is painted in a style that mimics marble sculpture, a sensation of solidity emphasized by the strength of Picasso's line and the relatively stable perspective he employs in this section of the painting. Her features have been heavily stylized. The eyes are enlarged and elongated, the jawline angular, and the neck squared off like an architectural column. Jacqueline's body is posed in a crouched form, reminiscent of the folded metal and card sculptures Picasso favored at this time. Her clothing is merely suggested by yellow striped plains. Picasso commented that Jacqueline reminded him of figures he had seen in paintings by the French romantic artist Eugène Delacroix, who around that time became an increasingly strong influence on Picasso. He was inspired to study the work of Delacroix in more detail and, following the death of his friend Henri Matisse in November 1954, and in tribute to both Delacroix and Matisse, Picasso began a series of drawings that provided the basis for 15 paintings and two lithographs inspired by Delacroix's Women of Algiers.